Unit 8. Culture. Exercise 1.
Alternatives to prison. In the UK, 85,000 people live in overcrowded prisons with not enough staff. In these difficult conditions, first-time young offenders come into contact with experienced criminals, and they can learn bad habits and behaviours. Nearly three-quarters of young people commit another crime when they are released from prison. So, what are the alternatives? A person who is found guilty of a minor crime for the first time is likely to get a suspended sentence and probation. This means that they don't go to prison unless they break the law again, and they must report regularly to a probation officer. The judge may combine this sentence with other options, such as a fine or electronic tagging. Electronic tagging is a common option, and around 100,000 people in Britain wear ankle tags to control their movements. They also have to obey a curfew order, which means that they have to stay at home at certain times of day. What's it like to wear a tag? 16-year-old Joe said that it felt like someone was watching him all the time. But did it help him stay out of trouble? He said that it had helped because he was terrified of prison. Judges may order less serious offenders to do community service. They do unpaid work that benefits the community, such as removing graffiti, gardening, or redecorating public centres to pay for their crimes. Instead of 2 years in prison for theft, the judge sentenced Samantha Taylor to community service. She says that it helped her turn her life around. Results suggest that fewer people re-offend after doing community service. Restorative justice involves the victim meeting the offender. Mrs. Perry said that meeting the burglar of her home had helped her get over the crime. It gave her the opportunity to tell the man her side of the story, and he apologised. Restorative justice seems to work because offenders have to take responsibility for their actions. Critics say that alternative punishments are a soft option. But for many minor offences, they seem to be more effective than prison.